Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, Eric, a couple news releases to catch everybody up to speed on, because it was a quiet couple months for the company. But as we moved into November, there were a couple news releases here that outlined the advancements of some of the company's projects, mainly focused in Norway. Now, just to remind everybody, Capella Minerals does hold properties in Norway, two of them in Norway, one in Sweden, as well as a couple projects in Canada that have JV partners on them. Now we're going to focus on some of the Norway projects, starting off with the Sjoli Copper Project. The news that came out November 17th said that this project is now advancing to the drill permitting phase. That to me means that you guys have done all the surface work, isolated your targets, and now you're ready to go with drilling. You just need to move through permitting. Eric, take us through the past work that's been done here to isolate these targets that you will be permitting, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and good introduction, and a big welcome to your listeners as well, too. So as you mentioned, we have actually, even though we haven't had a lot of press releases the last couple of months, we have been very, very busy behind the scenes, and all the projects have been moving forward. Now, you mentioned Sjoli. So I guess the main focus for us has been to push the high-grade copper assets through to drilling. As you may be aware, we had some issues earlier in the summer, I guess, with the COVID travel restrictions in Norway, but we were able to make up quite a bit of time after that. I think in the last update, when we spoke about Sjoli, we did talk about the what we called the cards, the data mining exercise that we did. We generated 26 high priority targets. Now, on the back of that, what we did do is, just to get higher confidence in the best of those targets, we did an additional gravity survey. And the idea with the gravity survey is that it picks up dense material like massive sulfides, and also close to 3,000 soil samples over the main prospective horizon. So what that effectively did is it meant that we could say, okay, of those 26, which are a lot of targets to drill, these are the eight hottest targets that we've got based on the original targeting work plus these two new parameters on top. And so so really what it's done is it's put an extra layer of confidence, if you like, on that original targeting. All of those original data mining targets are worthy of drilling. But what we've done is essentially we've said, okay, of those, eight are real standouts, and they're the ones that we need to focus on. So the purpose of the press release was really just to update the market on that. I think that that work was definitely worth doing, and now we are at the permitting phase, and that permitting takes about 2 months. So basically, with the permits in hand, we will be able to start drilling, and then we can test these high priority targets. So it has been a very busy summer, and also too, aside from Sjoli, we also pushed forward the Lokken project, which is also in Norway. It will follow into permitting after Sjoli. And in parallel in Europe, we also have been busy on the Swedish gold project, which I'll put an update out on in the next week or two, and also the Finnish assets, which we just acquired in August. So there's been a lot of activity all around. It certainly hasn't been a quiet summer. There's been lots going on in the background.
So Eric, just remind everybody, when it comes to these high priority targets at the Sjoli project, what are these targets? What are you going to be drilling for? And what type of drilling will need to be undertaken to test these out for the first time?
Yeah, so what we'll do, Corey, is basically the targets that we've identified, keeping in mind that Sjoli is what we call a massive sulfide system. So it's basically, we know there were two operating mines in that district. There's a bunch of surface expressions of this massive sulfide, this high-grade copper mineralization on surface. And really what we've now been doing is looking at the ones that have the best size potential to drill. And the idea, of course, would be to drill them using core drilling so that we get a good understanding of the geology. We get a good understanding of basically the shape and form and size of these massive sulfide occurrences. So the main thing for us, keeping in mind, these were historically that they were mined for copper and zinc. Copper values were over 2%, zinc also around that 2% mark. But one thing to also keep in mind too, these massive sulfides in this district, Also have secondary metals such as gold, silver, and interestingly also cobalt. So that's one thing we will be looking at as we go through with the drilling. So good upside and good grade targets, and that's really the focus for us there at Sholey.
Now, you said permitting. That will take, what, around 2 months? Are you going to be ready and able to get a drill on site within that time frame when the permits are received and get drilling right away?
Yeah, so for us, Corey, at the Sholey project, actually winter is the best time to be drilling, simply because it is a fairly flat project. We don't have much, we don't have any issues with topography or anything like that. So winter is actually the best time to be drilling. Because of the ground being frozen, as you know, in Canada, that's a very common thing for people to drill the projects in the winter. And there is rig availability. So one thing we do know is that we will be able to get drill rigs for that that time of the year. So all in all, I think it's the best time to be drilling. And I think and we're all looking forward to seeing the drill bit turning, I think, as are all the shareholders as well, too.
Okay, so we'll follow up as we get more information on that drill program, probably after the drill permits are received. You did update us on the lock-in property as well. That also is in Norway, as you are going to be permitting that shortly after you deal with the permitting at Sholey. What are some of the other updates that investors can watch out for as you move into next year?
Yeah, so in the case of Lochan specifically, Corey, so what we did do is this summer we focused on 24 satellite deposits to the main Lochan deposit, and keeping in mind that the main Lochan deposit was a very large deposit. It was about 24 million tons at 2.3% copper, 1.9% zinc. It was a world-class deposit in its day. It closed down in the mid-1980s, of course. So our summer work program was focused on 24 anomalies around that central mine, and of course, you know, now we can sort of give an update on where those are. Lots of good stuff there to drill as we go forward. And as I mentioned too, we were very busy in Sweden as well. That was on the Southern Gold Line project, although that's much earlier stage in the sense of this is really still early stage greenfields exploration. We know we have multi-million ounce deposits in that belt, but our project is still relatively early stage. And the idea is that we continue this sweep through the projects, looking for those areas with the highest potential for good gold discoveries. And of course, the most recent addition in August was the Finnish projects, and there we see really good potential to you know, quite quickly, I think, advance those projects during 2022 in terms of that drill target generation work as well. So lots of exciting stuff happening, and you know, I think some good things will be coming in from early in the new year as well.
So, Eric, how do you want investors to view Capella? Are you guys a prospect generator that has now expanded into Scandinavia, or are you still an explorer focused on your Scandinavia properties, most likely going to drill those yourself, but then also have these Canadian properties that will be getting work done, but through a JV partner?
Yeah, it's a good question, Corey. We do get asked that quite a lot. Are we a project generator, or do we wish to make the discoveries ourselves? I think people who have followed us over the last decade or so, people who remember Mariana Resources, who would remember Extori Gold Mines, our sort of business model is to actually make the discovery ourselves. Having said that, in this particular case, we do have quite a large portfolio of projects. If it does make sense to bring in a JV partner on a particular project, we will certainly do that. And as you know, and as you mentioned, we did do that a year ago with the Savant Lake project in Canada, where we did bring Ethos Gold on as a joint venture partner. So we're certainly not afraid of doing a joint venture if it makes sense. But clearly our primary business model is to make the discovery ourselves. That's really what we're here for.
Now, Eric, let's also chat about cash in the bank, because there was news on November 10th that the company sold about $1.2 million worth of marketable securities in a company that you acquired those securities through some transaction in Argentina. Take us through this transaction and what it does for the cash position of the company then, please.
Yeah, so Corey, so we did announce that we sold. So those were Cerrado Gold shares, and we actually acquired those from a divestiture that we did in Argentina earlier in the year. So that was the sale of one of our subsidiaries there. Now, of course, the good thing about that is that sale, it puts 1.2 million Canadian back into treasury. It's money that we can put back into the business, and it means that we don't need to go to market for a raise anytime soon. So, and it will be enough to continue the work as we go forward. Now, of course, the other thing too to keep in mind, we still have other marketable securities in the portfolio as well too, which we can do a similar thing at the right time. But the idea is obviously to try and squeeze as much out of the current assets that we have before we have to go back to market. So look, we're all shareholders and we're all very wary of dilution. So we want to make sure that we maximize to the best the assets that we currently have.
Okay. Eric, good update. Thank you for providing us with a little bit of foresight into where the company is going, some of the news that is coming, and also now moving that Sholi project to the drill permitting phase. And hey, sounds like you'll have a drill on that project by early next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Eric regarding anything going on at Capella Minerals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Eric, thanks again for your time, and please keep us up to date on any more news.
Thanks, Corey. Will do.